It was a long day. It was tough. It was quite warm out there, but overall, I'm actually pretty happy with my performance. It was technically, I felt really, really good, and the pace wasn't an issue at all. So gloved it pretty well. Did unfortunately drop a catch, but we will kind of bypass that one. But overall, in terms of my performance today, I'm actually really, really happy. So I walk away with a lot of learnings, but a lot of positives as well.
Yeah, we'll gloss over the catch, Sarah. No problem at all about that. Was it what you expected then, your first taste of grade A cricket?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't necessarily know what I was expecting. I think probably there was less to know about my teammates, and I think that was probably the thing that I learned a lot about today. I learned a lot of nicknames, how they worked, the pace at which they bowled, and kind of how they tick, and I think that's probably one of the best learnings I'll take away from today. And the cricket kind of took care of itself. I think I had to back myself no matter what in terms of the cricket. So to go out there and kind of play how I did today, I was quite happy. But yeah, it was probably everything I was expecting. I think although it's kind of club cricket essentially, I think these guys are extremely professional in what they do. And I guess that aspect was quite nice and I guess new to me. So it's been a good day.
Did the fact that you are a trailblazer create extra pressure on you, do you think?
No, I don't think it would have. I think, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's been a roller coaster, I think, for everyone, myself included, and everyone at this club, so the past few days. So I think the guys were brilliant about it. They made jokes about it. They took the mick from me about it. So it was all in good fun and in good jest, and I think that there was pressure, I think, maybe internally, but I think I'd probably say that I put a lot more pressure on myself than kind of affects me from external things. So, again, like completely happy with what I've done today. And yes, it could have been a little bit better, but yeah, happy overall.
Why has it taken this long? I think the league was created in 1897. You're the first female player, Sarah.
Why has it taken this long? Look, I think the keeping side of things probably gives me an advantage. I think, obviously, it being behind the bat, and I'm not necessarily a bowler, and I guess the batting side of things wasn't what I was searching for. The guys asked me to keep, and yeah, I think that probably puts me at a little bit of an advantage because of that aspect and of the game. So I have no idea. I'd like to think that I'm not going to be the last person or the last woman to play in a men's A grade game. And to be the first was never a plan of mine, but it's obviously just happened that way. But again, I think I've got to look at myself and be completely proud of what I've achieved today. And again, just obviously thank the Jets for letting me have that chance.
And for the women's game as a whole, we've got the Big Bash League coming up in a few weeks' time in Australia off the back of the Ashes series as well. You know, what do you think what you've done now will do for the women's game?
I would like to think raise it. I think I'm a big believer in trying to do things to raise the profile of the women's game. And I spoke about me doing this in order to make me a better women's cricketer, not to benefit me as a male cricketer. So I think if this could hopefully draw light to the fact that, you know, that women can play and compete at men's levels, then all the better for showcasing our talents at local levels and hopefully kind of pushing on and trying to get that more interest in the international scene. And I think the Big Bash will be brilliant. It's attracted a lot of attention already, and it's attracted a lot of attention from international players to come and play in Australia. And I think that's probably credit to everything they've done, but credit to the work that people have done on the international side of things.
And do you think there will come a time when teams, maybe at grade 8 level, maybe in first class level, are selected purely on ability and not on gender then? Do you expect this to see a change over the next few years?
I think, you know, I think you've got to be realistic. And I think that there might be one day a girl that comes through and states that they don't want to play women's cricket. They want to see how far they can get just training and playing men's cricket. And I think that's completely, you know, that I would back a woman to do that. But I think that just for me personally, it was obviously to make me as a better women's cricketer. But I see no reason as to why women can't attempt that and push boundaries. And I think, yes, it was done here today, but I think there's plenty more to come.
And Huge focus, of course, on this one, Sarah, but your aims for the rest of the season now, what do you hope to achieve? Because it's not just, of course, just about this one game, is it?
No, well, take a catch, that would be nice. I'd like to take a catch the next game. But no, look, I just think if I can showcase the, you know, women's cricketers and push forward their profile, and I know that there's obviously a lot of girls out there that want to play alongside men and alongside boys cricket, and I obviously want to contribute to this team as much as I possibly can when available. So the fact that they've given me the chance is incredible. So if I can keep trying to give back to them and put on performances, then I couldn't really hope for more.